Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, owner of thelibertarianrepublic.com and former presidential candidate, here with my friend, the lovely Liberty Laura.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? We are simulcasting this live stream today on the Freedom Report podcast, so we are recording that, so you guys are going to get a little higher audio quality if you're listening to the stream today, hopefully, than you did yesterday. There might be a little bit of some echoes, but we just moved into this new loft, so soon we'll have a little bit better audio quality for y'alls. But it's good to see you all. Welcome, welcome. Andreas Weiland, welcome. Everybody file on in. Well, we've already got 100 people on, so that was pretty fast. Nice. That's good, good, good. So, welcome back to another fantastic live stream with your boy and your girl. And we are going to be talking today. Today's live stream, I don't think I actually told Laura what I was going to call the live stream today. Did I tell you what the title was of this yet? Laura doesn't know what the title of this is yet. So those of you who are watching this live right now on Facebook already know the provocative title. today's live stream is called Sex, Trump, and Anarchy. Babes versus Puritans. And we're going to be talking today about the war that has broken out online between the Babes for Liberty and the Babes for Trump. Laura, do you want to kind of give us the background on this and talk to the camera for us, if you will?
Okay, so, well, you did a live stream. When did you do your live stream about how libertarians need to infiltrate culture?
I think it was 2 days ago, yeah. Okay. So why libertarians always lose.
So, yeah, right. So 2 days ago, you made that podcast, and I've seen Babes for Trump. They were on, they had a spot on, we're playing our own live stream.
That's us.
So 2 days ago.
Oops, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, you're fine. We're live.
We're live.
So I've seen Babes for Trump on Fox News, and beautiful girls, of course, and I followed their Instagram account, obviously. I am into the cultural side of politics. You know, that's sort of the angle that I take when I blog about things or report about things. And because I think it's fun, but I think it's also a way to sort of infiltrate the mainstream, I guess you could say. And so I saw Babes for Trump and, gosh, what was it?
What was it that set you off?
It
was just like, they're just horrible spelling and what? You're talking about like the thing that set you off that made you want to like do this?
I don't really know. Maybe it just boiled up to a point and I was like, you know what? No.
But the Liberty movement has like exploded with sexiness in the last week.
Yeah.
Have you noticed
Liberty
this?
Liberty girls are hot and they're smart. So, I mean, brains are sexy too. So I think I just posted something and it all of a sudden just sort of like boiled over and I was like...
And now like Reason Magazine has contacted you.
Yeah,
right?
Reason Magazine has contacted.
Kind of exciting.
So we have a huge community online. And I'm pretty lucky. I have girls just sending me pictures.
Yeah, like Reason Magazine has contacted.
Pictures in my DMs of all these lovely Liberty ladies.
Yeah, Laura, every like 10 minutes, Laura is like, and like, I'm trying to like keep it professional and everything like that. Laura like turns and shows me a new Liberty lady and I'm just like, I'm gonna.
It's like that Wolf of Wall Street meme where he's like, seeing his desk and he's like,
yes. But why is this a story? Well, it becomes a story because we talk about the approaches that we take to sell liberty, right? And like, there are the Puritans out there who will kind of get upset with us whenever we talk about our sexuality or we express our sexuality. People really want to control me. They're like, Austin, you're running for office. How dare you? You got to control it. I'm like, yeah, I'm running as a libertarian, FYI, just FYI. Not as a conservative and not as a Republican, that's for sure.
I mean, there's a reason that more people know about the satirical Kanye West's run for president in 2020 than they know about the Libertarian Party. So...
Ooh, burn. Yes, yes. Probably more people know that Kanye West has threatened to run in 2024.
So, right. I mean...
And look at this shirt. Look at this shirt. This takes a common theme, a Star Wars theme. By the way, this is from our friends at Kaiju Tees who sent these to us. Pretty nice. Thank you very much for that. Rebel Scum. And we've got Ben Franklin as Han Solo.
You have to say it in a British accent.
Rebel Scum.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. But that's actually not a British accent, but whatever. Join or Die. But, you know, it plays on these pop culture themes to sort of intermingle the concepts that we really love, all the concepts that everybody loves that are more universal with our very, 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 very niche, you know, libertarian movement, right?
But, the Puritans are at... the throat of this movement. Like, they right. are not happy with Babes for Liberty. They say,
don't like it.
And I've seen multiple people say, it's okay for the Trump girls to do it, but it's not okay for the Libertarian girls.
Yeah, it's not okay for us to be hot. Okay, why? Even though that is enormously successful.
Quote, it looks bad to the movement.
Why?
Quote, looks bad to we him. Are better than this.
Hmm. Right.
Better
right.
than what? Breaking the glass ceiling of culture? I mean, you can fight it or you can beat it and you can start winning. And I want to win. So I'm going to popularize the pretty girls that are in our movements.
Yeah.
What was that quote that you said the other day?
Is the one about dancing or?
No. You said where the pretty women are, the political
yes.
wins.
P.J. O'Rourke is a famous satiricist? Satire writer. And he once said that where the beautiful women are, that is where the culture is going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, we really dismiss at our peril a cultural play to libertarianism. That's why I posted a couple of things. Well, the first one thing that I wanted to read to you was from someone who was a detractor on my Facebook page today. I'm sorry to single him out, but it's just, he's probably really, really sorry that he did this, so I won't put his name down here. let's see, it's, here we go. The self-flagellators is what I called him. I'm trying to get...
What?
Yeah, self-flagellation. You know what that is? Is when you beat yourself up. That's like something, it's really... Oh, God, I don't know why it will just not... Let me hit that picture. There we go. Oh, no, it keeps wanting to go back to the breastfeeding photo and the lovely Liberties lady said, can you go in the lovely lady Liberties group for me and just pull this up? Because it's a really good quote. And it's important for us to understand what the... I mean, we need libertarians who are both types, right? We need nerds and we need policy wonks, but we also need producers. We need people who can... connect and empathize. And I don't want to repeat all that because it's just a repetition of what I had said the other day, but I do want to read to you. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about this morning, where someone said, let's see, it's the self flag. Here we go, found it. Your eloquent way of dealing with haters is awesome, by the way. Thank you, says Shannon Padowich. Thank you very much. But someone says, Austin, do you know why the freedom movement is so popular? One reason is because we don't follow the mainstream method of getting of popularity by clickbaiting with misleading titles or propaganda. Don't let your selfish needs for popularity corrupt such a humble thing like liberty. Well, first of all, I believe that Nietzsche was right when he said that humility is the mindset of the slave, because you are a slave when you demand others to be humble. You're demanding humility to what? You're demanding fealty to what? Respect to what? The message of liberty? Do I need to apologize to the founding fathers because I'm making liberty look good? Is that what is that the problem? Because I want to take a very, very narrow idea and make it broaden it. So this is what I responded. I said, in case you weren't aware, the freedom movement isn't all that popular, considering how often we get our teeth kicked in at the ballot box. And I know that very well. Don't let your selfishness due to your personal lack of empathy or humor tempt you to force your gray, dull, monotonous world on the rest of us. Again, we get three snaps in the Z formation. Yes, that one goes out to, I believe, Jesse. Yes, one of our Twitter followers yesterday was very, very excited about the Z formation snaps. Here was the quote. Here was what I was talking about. This is Emma Goldman, which some of you may know, some of you may not know. But Emma Goldman was an anarchist, a communist anarchist, during the turn of the 20th century. She frequented Webster Hall, and she talked about liberty in many ways. A lot of libertarians and libertarian anarchists tend to like Emma Goldman. But there's a fantastic story. Just let me read this last part to you. She said, if I can't dance, I don't want to be a part of your revolution, which is kind of a bastardized quote. But really what happened was, this is the story. Let me tell you about it real quick. She was a feminist. She was an anarchist activist. She was born in Lithuania in 1885. She was a radical, spoke up for women's rights. It was claimed that she literally never spoke those famous words. But in her autobiography, Living My Life in 1931, she describes how she was once admonished for dancing at a party in New York and was told that it did not behoove an agitator to dance. Listen to that. Somebody pulled her aside at a party and said the same thing that somebody's saying to us. Like, how dare you dance? Like, you agitators don't need to dance, right? Like, she says, Goldman responded certainly with not with such reckless abandon. I mean, I wish I could see what kind of dance Emma Goldman was doing.
She's probably twerking.
She's probably, yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah. In 1910, Emma Goldman invented the twerk.
Like the wall twerk where you're like flipped upside down.
I doubt it. I think Emma Goldman was probably in her hoop skirts and totally covered, but it was a she had a provocative ankle, right?
Oh, she was showing the ankle.
She was showing ankles.
Not the ankles.
Not the ankles, no.
Or her shoulder, just a little shoulder slip.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that
exactly. But listen to this. So Goldman responded furiously. I did not believe that a cause which stood for a beautiful ideal, for anarchism, for release and freedom from conventions and prejudice, should demand the denial of life and joy. I insisted that our cause could not expect me to become a nun, and that the movement should not be turned into a cloister. If it meant that, I did not want it. What do you think of that?
I was reading the comments.
Don't read the comments on the live stream. Whatever you do, do not read the comments on the live stream. I see Lauren Turner in there. She's causing trouble. I'm sure Risa is in there as well, just trying to get everything stirred up.
But to your point earlier when you said that we need all types, and it goes along with this, I think that's true. I think there was an article, it was earlier this year, I want to say, Julie Borowski put it out, and I love Julie Borowski, and she has her own like niche following, mm-hmm. but she said that she wasn't a proponent of, quote, using your boobs to sell liberty.
Right, and I disagreed with Julie on that.
I disagree with Julie too, but for Julie that works because she's cute, and she has like moms that follow her.
Right, right.
And that's lovely.
Do what you do best and trade for the rest.
And clearly she has, you know, she's garnered and she's earned a large following, and that's great, but there are other niches to we need to, you know, bust through the doors.
Right. Now, I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about why Trump's a fascist and why Trump babes for Trump are dumb, and we need to...
He doesn't deserve them.
He doesn't deserve
them. It's not that I don't like the babes for Trump girls. You guys are hot. But he doesn't deserve you. Like,
okay, wait. I want to talk about the controversy of what happened last night. Before we do, we got to put in an advertisement. Because I've already advertised our buddies Kaiju Tees, who sent us these awesome t-shirts. And I have a Thomas Jefferson one that's pretty cool, too. I think it says Rebel Scum as well. But we got to plug our own stuff. If you haven't already, do us a favor. Help support the Libertarian Republic and our new venture, Liberty Viral. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com today and subscribe for a membership. We're going to go through a new upgrade here pretty soon, and your membership will transfer. So what will happen is that not only will you get ad-free subscription for ad-free on the Libertarian Republic, but soon that will apply to Liberty Viral as well. And actually, do us a favor. Laura, do you want to share your article in the live stream real quick? So on libertyviral.com, the story that we're getting ready to talk about right now, if you're listening on the podcast, obviously you're going to have to go to libertyviral.com. But I want you to read this, the story about what happened, because there was serious shade being thrown last night by the Babes for Trump at Babes of Liberty. Is it Babes of Liberty? Right.
So the movement is called Babes for Liberty, but Babes for Liberty and the handles was taken. So all of our handles, which is just Twitter and Instagram, are Babes of Liberty.
Babes of Liberty. So on Instagram and on libertyviral.com, it's or on
Twitter and Instagram.
Right. So drop that in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You did it for me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No big deal. So it looks like I dropped my the salacious article in there, but it's actually Laura. Okay, so Laura, my hair is looking rough today. Laura, so tell me something. What happened last night? Give us the story. What happened to the Babes for Liberty, Babes for Trump thing last night? Shade was being thrown.
So I don't want to say that I violated the nap, but I did. Definitely did.
Committed aggression.
And from my personal Twitter account, mm-hmm. I tweeted that you should follow, and of course I tagged and did all the hashtag business, mm-hmm. that you should follow Babes for Trump, you should follow Babes of Liberty, mm-hmm. because we're better than the Babes for Trump girls.
Keep talking, I'll be right back.
And used the hashtag Break the Internet, which was what sparked this whole thing. That just came back to me. My whole idea for all of this was the hashtag Break the Internet. Literally broke the internet. The Babes for Trump girls started this campaign that they wanted to break the internet with all of their hotties, and perfect. And they did. And so I said, we don't go down without a fight. So I created the Instagram account. And then for my personal Twitter account, I said, follow Babes of Liberty because we're better than Babes for Trump. And Babes for Trump responded to that tweet with lol, period.
But then something else went down.
And then, so I tweeted a picture of the wall, back and forth. They had a misspelling. Then today, they said that...
And Recep has been all over it today.
Recep, yes.
Recep. Gosh, I thought it was Recep. Sorry, she's gonna hate me now. I'm gonna hear about this for the rest of the day because she wants me to get that name right so bad. Sorry.
So, Babes for Trump today tweeted, "I'm really confused at why these three Libertarian Party supporters are trying to argue. They have broken 1% of the national vote one time."
Oh, okay. So you got us there,
I mean,
Babes for Trump.
Not false. That's the not false.
Babes for Trump. Point for Babes for Trump on that one.
But that's why we're adding hot picks online.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah. So and, right.
Well, she just posted another. She tweeted another thing, and she said, "Is the Libertarian Twitter account really trying to argue that party is a
effing joke?
Effing joke.
Effing joke. Ouch." Yes, we are right now. We are kind of a joke, but we're trying. Point two for Babes for Trump. All right, and then what else helped?
Whatever, our principles are better, so it doesn't even matter.
Exactly. Laura is hotter than they can spell. That wasn't my, so I stole that from Twitter. Somebody else made that joke, but anyways, what is the point of all this? This chicanery. Here's what I want you guys to do. Go to libertyviral.com right now if you can. Take a look at all the top trending articles. There's five stories that are trending right now on libertyviral.com. Can you pull it up real quick? Go to libertyviral.com. I want you guys, this is why this is important, and it's because I think some people just don't quite understand marketing. But as I said the other day, Mary Poppins has all the answers, right? Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. What are the top posts and pages? What's the number one hottest story on libertyviral.com? If you all had to guess, don't say it yet. If you all had to guess, the live audience, what's the number one story? Is it Babes for Liberty? Babes for Trump? Some cotton candy fluff story? No. Laura, what's the number one story?
Five lies your teacher told you about the Great Depression.
Five lies your teacher told you about the Great Depression. What's the number two story?
Babes for Liberty respond to Trump girls with sexy comeback.
Oh, okay. So there's a really educational story about the Great Depression and economics. That's number one. What's number two? The number two is the Babes for Liberty. Number three is Babes for Liberty sparks Twitter war, which is what we're talking about right now. What's number four?
Nigel Farage says Trump isn't, quote, necessarily Republican, and he likes Ron Paul.
Dang. And then number five, of course, is the story about the fact that Gary Johnson has...
No eyebrows.
But luckily at libertyviral.com today, we have found someone. Jennifer Georgie has put in eyebrows for Gary Johnson. So if you want to see what Gary Johnson looks like with eyebrows, that is on libertyviral.com right now. Oh, let me fix that. Okay, there we go. So the point of all this, what is the point of all this? Is that this cultural play works, because what we are doing here is not only are we educating and titillating, right? So this is what Glenn Beck talks about a lot. Glenn Beck talks about how it's entertainment news, right? You have to be able to educate people in the way that they want to learn. If you don't, then you're not a successful teacher. How can we spread the liberty movement if all we ever do is just write white papers, if we never have parties? And you know, you don't want Ron Paul to plan your rave, okay? You want Ron Paul to be the guy who's going to go out there and run for Congress and do all that kind of stuff. Some people can get away with doing both, but not everybody can. So yes, while you may think that, oh, Austin, you need to be like this or you need to be like that, don't tell me, number one, what I need to be. I need to be myself, because being me is what has made me successful. That is how I've gotten to where I'm at today.
And that's libertarian.
Started at the bottom, now I'm here. Exactly, that's libertarian. So if we all are allowed to do what we do best and trade for the rest, I think we're going to be better off. So I'm going to take another page out of Glenn Beck's playbook here for just a minute and do what he told me to do on his set, which is when you're trying to advertise something, you have to repeat it three times. So I'm going to ask you all today, please go to thelibertarianrepublic.com. That's thelibertarianrepublic.com. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and register for a membership. Subscribe today. There's a pop-up with Thomas Jefferson on it. You'll see it. There's a pop-up with Thomas Jefferson on it. Subscribe today. Please subscribe to thelibertarianrepublic.com today. Help us take over the government so that we can leave you alone. But yeah, all right, so let's talk policy for just a moment, because Laura, you and I were talking about Donald Trump and his quotes. We were talking about whether or not Donald Trump is a fascist, and CNN actually reported that I called him that during the presidential campaign. And some people said, oh, what do you mean? This is just hyperbole. But one of the things that we learned today, thanks to our friend Jeffrey Tucker, who wrote an article at Fee, is that what are some of Trump's policies that are reminiscent of the nationalist movements of the turn of the 20th century?
Can I just read this short?
Yeah, little... go ahead.
Okay.
Where's it from? This is Fee, Fee.org.
Fee.org, Jeffrey Tucker. Donald Trump is on a roll, breaking new ground and uses for state power. Closing the internet? Sure. Quote, we have to see Bill Gates and a lot of people. We have to talk to them about maybe, in certain areas, closing that internet up in some ways. Registering Muslims? Lots of people thought he misspoke, but he later clarified, there should be lots of systems beyond databases. We should have lots of systems. Why not just bar all Muslims at the border? Indeed, and to the massive cheers of his supporters, Trump has called for the, quote, total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Internment camps? Trump cites FDR as precedent. Italians, Germans, and Japanese couldn't go 5 miles from their homes. They weren't allowed to use radios, flashlights. I mean, you know, take a look at what FDR did many years ago, and he's one of the most highly respected presidents. Rounding up millions of people, he'll create a deportation fence to hunt down and remove 11 million illegal immigrants. Killing wives and children, that too. Quote, when you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families.
Wow, wow. So if you didn't think that Donald Trump was a fascist, just go to fee.org and read Jeffrey's article. What's it called?
Waking Up to the Reality of Fascism.
Waking Up to the Reality of Fascism. So, Babes for Trump, y'all got to wake up a little bit and you need to get on board the Babes of Liberty train.
You're too hot for fascism.
You're too hot for fascism. I mean, yeah, yeah. Too hot for fascism. No, I'm just, never mind. I just don't want to go there, all right? So, I will hold back a little bit, all right? It's not a, this is no porno or anything like that. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching our live stream today. Of course, Liberty Laura, the editor-in-chief of Liberty Viral. We appreciate you very much. Don't forget to subscribe to LibertarianRepublic.com and come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at TheLibertarianRepublic.com. Bye, guys.
People were definitely making porno comments, by the way.